Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
If you feel just a little deflated this morning, we are here for you.
We got your back.
We'll blow air back into your tube.
We will.
Pump. My cheeks hurt.
We're going to pump you up. Get you ready for a Thursday.
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
This week, I tell you what, man.
What about it? Going fast, going slow?
It's loop-de-loops.
Loop-de-loops, you say?
Yeah, I feel like...
like an old-time air show?
Uh-huh.
Like with the the powder or whatever, the smoke coming out of the plane?
Yes,
but
yes.
In loop-de-loops?
I feel like I'm gone in loop-de-loops this week. It's not fast, it's not slow, it's just like, it's all over the place, man.
It's a mix of, in one week, we had an improv thing last night, we're going to talk about that. I'm hosting a fundraiser for a women's charity, but there's dueling pianos and you're going to pop in for that.
I went to go serve jury duty.
Oh, that's right. A
quick, sharp left turn from my usually scheduled week.
Then we all have Easter dinners, large group gatherings on the calendar this weekend.
I keep forgetting to set the menu.
Are you hosting?
Yes.
Are you also making most of the food or... You need to set a menu so you know what you're making and what everyone else is making.
All I have are the basics. Ham, mashed potatoes. It's going to be it's a luncheon, so it's like it's got to be standard fare. Outside of that.
Everything else is brought into the home.
Yeah, but I feel like I should bring something else.
You're hosting. You're bringing the table and the tablecloths and the napkins and the dishwashing and the dishes. You're also bringing that. The wine glasses. This is one of those events where you get out dishes you never use.
Oh, you're right. I don't know because it'll be, I don't know. We'll have to do a kiddie table.
Like, does this make use of the wedding china?
Fine china?
The fine china.
I'm thinking more paper plates now that you said something about dishes. I might make this a barbecue. I don't know. This might be casual.
Will you serve at the table or do you buffet style it?
Buffet style.
Nice.
Yeah. Come get it if you want it.
Your kitchen counter works that way, right?
It will.
You got those stools right there.
It'll set up for that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How many kids?
Eight?
Do you have to have eight?
Four. No, there'll be four. Four.
That cut in half.
Activities? The activity is eggs, right?
I was going to ask about activities. Do you
do
need
I
to know
have
what
to
weather?
Do that?
I don't know. You're hosting.
If I host, do.
Claire,
wait
there's a chance
second.
Of rain on Easter. So also, if you're Easter egg hunting, it may need to be within the confines of the house.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay,
55 on Sunday and a 50% chance of some rain. Probably if you go to like sunrise service, it'd be after 8 o'clock.
It's a lot of, man, okay.
I just turned your loop-de-loops into gluh.
See, I have done nothing to prepare for this. I'm like, I know that we're hosting. I know that people are coming, but I have given it zero thought.
Have you at least purchased the ham?
No. I've done nothing. I've decided on ham.
That's good.
We could have had something weird like lasagna or something.
You ever tackled lamb before?
I have. Didn't love it.
I don't
so it
like lamb.
I don't think that I'm going to make the effort. I don't think it's going to go over well as a crowd pleaser.
Growing up, was lamb ever served in your house? Okay.
No.
No, same here. My mom loved it.
Really?
And it was usually like one Easter brunch we would have to find the place that had lamb. But she never made it. We never had it at home.
Yeah, it seems... mean to make.
Seem mean?
I don't mind eating it, but I don't want to make it.
What? Why? Are you thinking about what it once was?
Yeah.
And you don't do that with other animals?
Nope.
Just lamb.
Just lamb.
Okay.
It just gives, pause.
Fair enough.
Like, you don't have kitten for Easter, you know? I don't know. Something. Like we don't
it
do
is
that.
The cuddliest of holidays if you think about it.
It is.
Baby chickens, little lambs, little bunnies.
And the carnivore is over here like ham.
But here we are like gimme ham and eggs, right?
Oh, eggs.
Also, do you have eggs?
Got to make deviled eggs.
Okay, you got to why are you here? I think you need to go home.
I have to go. I have so many things to do and I just realized it now. Better now than never, I guess.
And you should PTO the next day and a half and just go get ready.
Please don't be surprised when that happens.
Could you imagine doing Easter and you would have had to do jury duty at the same time?
I was losing my mind.
Your head would explode.
How do I look Like, I'm not scared, but also, please don't pick me.
I'm not focused on this trial. I got to find Ham.
Please don't pick me. I have too much to do.
Well, thank you for very clearly helping me understand your loop-de-loop Thursday.
Very loopy.
That makes a lot more sense now. Yeah,
thanks for helping me realize that the loop-de-loops are coming to an end. I got to get to it, man.
I lay down the truth.
Thank you, truth teller.
You're welcome.
And I want to introduce you to Louie.
Who's Louie?
Louie is the new Cadbury Easter Bunny.
Who was also doing this? Or maybe it is Cadbury.
Everybody's doing a bracket right now, right?
Oh, no, I was thinking there was one where you could just submit a pet. I think it is Cadbury.
Cadbury.
And sometimes it's bunnies and sometimes it's a dog.
Yeah. Every Easter.
Yes.
Like, you remember the old, there's a very, like a classic ad where
that's the commercial. There's
a lion with bunny ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can submit a photo of your pet and then they pick kind of a pet of the year. That's right.
Any pet can be submitted. So, dogs, cats, lizards.
What is Louie?
2024, Louie the raccoon.
Louie's a raccoon?
Louie the raccoon from Miami. So you know he's tan.
He just almost looks like he's made out of leather. Tell me Louie has an open shirt, very hairy chest, and a gold chain. Louie.
Louie.
This is Louie from Miami.
I'm Louie. Nice Louie. To meet me.
You ever see the birdcage? I was in it.
Louie was rescued by his owner, Jamie Arslan, after Louie was unable to live in the wild anymore. So
adopted a raccoon?
Uh-huh.
She rescued a raccoon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then submitted into this contest, and Louie is the Cadbury. It was selected by everybody. They have kind of like a bracket style thing on Instagram, and they let people vote 32 other animals, and it got whittled down to just one. But why wouldn't you choose a raccoon? An Easter raccoon, right? I think we did the right thing, America.
Does it just look like isn't there a raccoon in like Pocahontas?
Yes, Miko.
Miko. It's like, does it just look adorable?
I think it might be Miko.
Hey, that was quick, by the way. That was lightning fast.
Why? Why does my brain...
Yeah, Miko, you want to know about his character?
I can't finish my taxes because I can't remember that kind
but
of stuff.
I got Miko.
But Miko the raccoon, do you need that?
So he's got like the mask.
Yeah.
Little raccoon paws.
He's adorable.
I love this.
And now he comes with a set of bunny ears.
That's adorable.
Aww.
Super adorable.
Congrats, Louie.
Thanks, Cadbury. That's very cool.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Last night, you invited me to do a little bit of improv.
I did. We are already booked for something coming up Mother's Day weekend. And the lead of that is trying to get a few practices on the calendar. I know improv practicing doesn't sound like a real thing. It's good to just pretend with some other people you're going to be on stage with, so you kind of know how they work.
Exactly.
Right?
It's kind of it's a muscle that you don't use all the time.
No.
But obviously you're making stuff up, but it's important to like have your brain work that
how
way.
How to
sometimes.
React. It's still weird to be in a very naked space. It's just you and the audience and four chairs, and that's all it is. So what I thought last night was going to be a series of warm-ups and activities, very well structured, that a few of us players could just do in front of it's a few people in the audience. It's not a big deal. They do this improv thing like the last Wednesday of the month at Mirrorbox. So we show up, and by the time the show started, there were four performers and there were four audience members. Two of whom I brought.
It was perfect.
We had one.
It was exactly
it was a one-for-one ratio. Then we proceeded to do a 45-minute improv set in a style, Claire, that you've never done before.
I've seen other people do it, but and also when it was being explained ahead of time, I just kind of nodded my head like, I don't know. I'm going to do a monologue.
There's monologues.
A monologue?
There's some other terminology that it's a structured.
It's like, I do monologues all the time. Whatever. Fine. Let's do it.
And that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah.
We just went out and did it. And may I say, and it was confirmed in the car on the ride back by both my wife and our friend Destiny, that was one of the best ones they'd seen in a long time.
Huh.
They loved it.
Well, that probably goes to you sacrificing your body and writhing around on the floor.
I played two characters among about seven last night that were my favorites. One was Esther, the kissing cousin from Easter,
mm-hmm.
which was a lot of fun to play.
You know, you're going to see your cousins. Hopefully it's not weird.
And then secondly, I've told this, we've talked about this a lot. The Easter Bunny in my world is from Australia. That's what my mom said as I was growing up.
She told you that.
I shared that as a very quick monologue. And it was the very last scene that we did. It started with setting up an Easter dinner in Australia.
Set in Australia.
And they reference a bunny. So I just hop out there. I have no clue where this scene's going to go. I don't know what. I'm just going to be a bunny.
And it got dark.
All of a sudden, one of the people attending Easter takes out a bow and arrow and hits me right in the hindquarters.
Yeah.
And then I'm writhing on the floor for 100% comedic effect, right?
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
The slowest death ever.
But you committed to a very slow death.
I sure did. I'm crawling to you. You come in as the tooth fairy to try to speak on my behalf.
As the Rock playing the tooth fairy. Yeah.
And then I'm on my back and I'm just gasping and the show ends. That's the last scene. And I get up and my sweater, my black sweater is just covered in wood shavings.
Everything.
Everything that was on the floor of that theater is now on my sweater.
You're going to have heck of a dry cleaning bill.
John Deere in Waterloo planning to lay off 308 employees indefinitely. This is going to go down at the end of April, April 29th. Workers found out about the layoffs on Tuesday. They employ about 5,500 people at the plant in Waterloo, 3,600 of those in that division, production and maintenance. The announcement comes 2 weeks after the company laid off 150 at Deere in Ankeny. Powerball jackpot up to $935 million. Nobody won last night. Nobody matched the six numbers drawn. Last night's drawing came a day after somebody in New Jersey. We now know where that $1.13 billion Mega Millions ticket was sold. Powerball jackpot's been growing since the last winner, which was New Year's Day.
Really?
It's the last time we had a winner for Powerball. As always, two options with the winnings. You take the full $935 million, but that gets spread out over 30 years. Or you can take the cash payout, most people do that, which would be roughly $450 million. What's got us feeling all right today? Claire, I'd like to talk about papes. Newspapers.
Newspapers.
Get your papes here. It was not looking good for the Mount Vernon Lisbon Sun and the Solon Economist as local community newspapers are a dying breed.
Oh, totally.
I think about, I grew up in Washington, Iowa. At one point, our newspaper published twice a day.
What?
We had a morning and an evening edition of the Washington Journal, and then it became the Washington Evening Journal. Now it's the Golden Triangle, whatever, and it's like Fairfield, Washington, and one up Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, I noticed this at my parents' house. It was like there's three small towns.
A consolidation.
And now it's all one paper.
But like Mount Vernon and Lisbon couldn't hold their own. Solon, I mean, you're tucked between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids and North Liberty. In comes the Daily Iowan, the college newspaper at the University of Iowa, and talks started last fall. And here's what was pitched. And as of the end of February, here's what happens now. Both newspapers agreed to slightly tweak their format to match how the University of Iowa paper comes out, how it's printed, what section goes where, how the columns work.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, the newspapers were purchased by the University of Iowa, are now published by the University of Iowa, and students, journalism students, who are already learning how to do the jobs, now can write articles for community papers for credit for class.
That's awesome.
Isn't that really cool?
That's great.
So because of the Daily Iowa, or you could do a long, maybe like a summer full-on internship, if that works for you as well. But Iowa had the staff already, had the capability to print it, and knew both towns are in the area of
Close
Iowa
enough.
City, exactly, that now under this new model, the towns still maintain their own staff, their own identity as newspapers, but they're getting some, it's almost like having a silent partner in the background with the Daily Iowan. So saw that story the other day. Actually, CNN just covered that a couple days ago.
Very cool.
That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Caitlin Clark is being offered $5 million to play basketball.
Men's basketball.
Men's basketball. Men's three-on-three basketball. Ice Cube offered her $5 million to play with the guys in his Big Three basketball league, which would mean 8 regular season games, possibly 2 playoff appearances, and she would still have time and agency to play in the WNBA.
She could do both?
She could do both, which I know I really want her to go to the WNBA because if you've seen the little thing that she did when she was a kid, that was one of her dreams
yes.
as a child growing up. However, the salary for the WNBA isn't anywhere near $5 million.
Do you do both?
She potentially could. The highest paid WNBA player last year was Jewel Lloyd, making a salary of $600,000.
Wow.
Even if she is a first round draft pick, she's not going to get paid that much. She's a rookie.
No, there's just no way.
The best rookie deal she could get is $76,000.
It's business. No team is going to be able to afford that salary for anybody.
No.
Right?
Absolutely not. No. So this is a huge opportunity. Ice Cube said that Caitlin is a generational athlete who can achieve tremendous success in the big three. With our offer, she can make history, break down even more barriers for women athletes. However, counterpoint, current NBA star Lexi Brown of the LA Sparks says she's angry that Ice Cube is making this offer and has never made this offer to another female athlete before. She said, instead of, oh, I don't know, supporting a women's league that already exists, let's do this in the middle of an NCAA tournament.
So you're saying maybe, hey, Ice Cube, toss that $5 million our way and maybe let's figure out a way to help promote. Let's lift up everybody.
Yes.
And not just a player.
Instead of one person. We could help out female athletes across the board instead of one person.
Solid points.
Solid points. Sides. And I'm like, I don't know what you do. And I wish you so much luck, Caitlin Clark. And also focus. All the things.
Don't get distracted by this.
Don't be distracted.
Did this offer come from the Colorado basketball team, who's the team that's playing Iowa coming up on Saturday? Tell us, Ice Cube. Who gave you this idea?
Who told you to do this right now?
LSU.
Yeah, like wait until the tournament's over, right? But
it was an awkward time. That's a good point.
It's a strange time to be making this offer. Don't be distracted. We've still got much to do, Hawks. Beyonce also making a stir. She released the track list for her upcoming album, Act 2, Cowboy Carter, on Instagram. It looks kind of like an old concert poster, which has kind of been her theme. She's teasing songs like Levi's Jeans and Two Hands to Heaven. There is also Jolene listed in the track list, and the name Dolly P is on the poster.
Who could that be?
So I think Dolly Parton spilling the beans that she recorded Jolene with Beyonce is probably accurate at this point. It also appears that she's not alone. Dolly Parton is not the only person featured on this album. There's another song called Smoke Hour featuring some guy named Willie Nelson.
Get out of here.
Beyonce went to country royalty. Just go to the top, apparently, for this album.
What's Smoke Hour about with Willie Nelson? Any ideas?
Gosh, at this point, it's just all conjecture. I'm going to have to just guess.
Any thoughts at all? Smoke Hour, Willie Nelson. Any
oh, no.
Inklings?
We'll just have to wait for
Ruminations.
Act 2, Cowboy Carter. It drops tomorrow. Very exciting, though. Very exciting. Okay, and now time to play a little game of Is It Flirting? I take you back to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
As you recall, caused quite a stir because Taylor Swift was there. Big deal. And it wasn't just Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, of course, brought her famous friends and packed one of those luxury suites with a bunch of famous names. So it was kind of like a, you've made it if you got to go visit.
If you're in the suite with Taylor Swift.
Or if you got to visit Taylor's suite and take a picture. And anybody who's anybody who had the power to do that was doing that. Shaq was one of them.
Hey, can I take a picture? Hey, how you doing, Taylor? I'm the new sponsor for Home Depot. You want to take a picture?
Okay, so Shaq was there.
Shaq was there. Took a picture with Taylor and Ice Spice and Blake Lively and all the people. In the caption of his photo, though, the thing that got people's attention was he captioned the photo saying that Ice Spice, so damn fine.
Shaq!
My goodness. Now,
Shaq single? I don't know Shaq's status.
I thought he was married. Anyways, a lot of people are like, oh, he's thirsty. Like, he is trying to put the feelers out there. He's making a move on Ice Spice, but he is trying to calm all of that down. He's been having a lot of people teasing him about flirting with Ice Spice.
That's not fun to stop teasing me.
On his podcast, he acknowledges that he just wanted to show Ice Spice some respect. She was in the picture, too. And all anybody was talking about the Super Bowl was Taylor Swift.
That was a very gentlemanly thing of him
so
to do.
So he was trying to shine a light on Ice Spice.
Good job, Shaq.
Yeah. And also, wasn't flirting because he doesn't flirt like that. Say it.
I don't flirt like that.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Papa John's the general. What else is he? Ice Spice and Icy Hot. Icy Hot.
Just because he says hi doesn't mean he's trying to slide into her DMs. Okay?
I'm not trying to slide into your DMs. That's not what I'm trying to do.
That's a pretty good check.
Oh, thank you very
much. And it got a little Elvis in.
Right, yeah, I got a little
finger butt.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A twist is coming.
Oh,
a
no!
Twister.
Everybody, get to the cellar.
We don't have a cellar. Claire, in this building, where do we go if there's a tornado?
Go to the hallway.
Producer Ben, safety captain, where do we go if there's a tornado in this building?
Lady J's office. Oh.
There's not a tornado in the building.
Not in the building.
I guess
we open the window.
That's what we did in my grade school. We used to open windows on the second floor so the tornado would pass on through.
That's just madness.
I bet that didn't get covered yesterday in your weather spotter training, Producer Ben, did it?
They did not tell us to open a window.
So we were able to squeeze you into the Johnson County Emergency Management Weather Spotter training last night.
Pulled
on
some
a
strings.
Very desperate phone call. I was told standing room only. Did you have to stand for 2 hours?
Nope, I got a chair.
Hey!
Oh, wait. Is it one that you brought? Because we suggested that you bring a bag chair.
It's yeah. Snacks.
I thought about bringing the bag chair, but
I figured it wouldn't be. Walked into class with a bag chair over your arm? That would have been great.
I figured it wouldn't be full, so.
Oh, man.
I suspected, because I think a ton of people sign up for it, and they're like, that's 2 hours of, that's a lot of weather talk.
Right. It's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that day.
Yeah. How did the training go in general? What topics did they cover?
I mean, the gist of it was that it was just mostly severe weather. They went over some, like, snowfall and rain and flash flooding and stuff. But the gist of it was that our radars can only see what's at the top of the storm. So we need like real people to help spot funnel clouds, wall
he's
clouds,
a real
and tornadoes.
Person.
He's on the ground as a real person on the real ground.
Oh. Yeah, because they have no way to actually tell if there's a tornado, wall cloud, or funnel cloud without actual eyes.
How do you, as a real person, know for sure? Like, I think that might be a funnel cloud, or it might be something else.
I mean, they went over what it looks like and said that, you know, be careful, make sure it's actually like rotating and stuff. But yeah. And then,
so you don't want to file a false weather report. Right?
Ideally not.
Okay.
Are you also now allowed to report in, like, if it hails and they want to know how much hail or what size of hail? You are trained to know that?
Yeah, you can report hail size. You can report snowfall, flash flooding, the severe, like, funnel clouds and stuff.
And they just trust you to report this?
Yeah, they're giving us like an ID number and a private phone number to the National
what?
Weather Service.
What?
You have the National Weather Service's phone number?
Yes.
You Eric know, has just some notes.
Hold back up. Lisa Bluter, I'm sorry, Jan Jensen was the most famous phone number in this room.
Yeah.
Until now.
And now
Producer Ben has the phone number for the National Weather Service.
It used to be his insurance agent.
now it's the National Weather Service. But so you can measure snow, or you can go out and pick up hail and then call it in. That's just how it works.
I could, yes.
Do you want to get like a rain gauge here? Is that part of your training as well, as to like report, oh, we got a tenth of an inch?
If you want to do all that stuff, I mean, you can kind of pick and choose what you report. But.
Did you feel as you walked out of that class a sense of Iowa is counting on me?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, they said like your report could cause the sirens to go off or start a tornado warning.
Whoa.
That's a lot of power.
Ben.
I know.
Do you feel like dizzy or giddy with excitement?
Yes. I'm ready to. I don't want to see a funnel cloud, but if I see one, I'm reporting it.
Absolutely.
From
and
a
you
safe
should.
Distance.
Yes.
In your bag chair.
Oh my goodness. This is so exciting.
This is really coming together quite swiftly, much like a severe storm that nobody saw coming. Mm-hmm. This is almost like a tornado in and of itself.
Exactly.
Just yesterday, we're talking about a statewide tornado drill. He's now been through weather spotter training. You got him an outfit.
Exactly. We went through the building, wanted to make sure that everybody walking the halls of Z102.9 would know when they met Producer Ben, he is the safety guy here. So we went through and we found you a safety vest. You've got your safety yellow vest on with reflective gear just in case. Also, a hard hat. And I love the fact that the hat just pulls the outfit all together. They're matching.
They do match.
I do look good as a construction worker.
You look like a construction worker for sure. You got some safety goggles, and then you're also rocking a bullhorn. That's helpful.
Do you feel powerful with the pile bullhorn?
I do.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. Now, give us a safety announcement.
Everybody, there is a storm on the way. Take cover.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a drill.
Shouldn't you say that at the beginning and at the end?
Probably.
Do you know when they say this is only a test, and then at the end they say this has been a test? You got to work on that.
Yep. Other than that.
Otherwise, that was fantastic.
On his way. Didn't you feel the authority in his voice?
My heart started beating fast. Like, I need to find cover. I need to find shelter.
But I feel safer now.
And if the lights go out, he'll glow.
We will be fine.
That's our safety captain, Ben. He's been through weather spotter training. Wow. Now we're going to work with a meteorologist and talk a little bit more about the weather, as we'll have Rebecca Kopelman from Iowa News Now continuing Ben's training. She's almost like his Yoda.
Yes, she is.
She's almost Ben's Yoda.
Luke Skywalker.
No, he's Luke Skywatcher.
Watcher.
And she's Rebecca Yodaman.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Severe weather. We take it very seriously here at the Morning Scramble.
Absolutely, we do. So seriously that we took a vote and we appointed producer Ben to be the safety captain here at Z102.9. And as part of that, he needs to know what happens if severe weather strikes.
Severe weather is the focus of the entire week. Thanks to all of our county emergency management centers, our friends at the Johnson County Emergency Management Center got Ben into a 2-hour training. Is that right, Ben?
2 hours, yep.
And he is now one ID badge away from becoming a weather spotter for the National Weather Service.
Oh,
that's
my
a big deal.
Goodness. That's huge. But we didn't want to stop there. We threw out everything that we had at this, and we thought, you know what? We got friends in high places. We've got friends who happen to be meteorologists.
National Weather Service, sure, they send me a map. I click on Cedar Rapids. It gives me here's a cloud. It's going to be cloudy today.
But you're a weather reading man.
I'm a weather reading man.
Yeah.
But the weather reporting people are the people that we need to rely on. And one of the best in the biz is right here in Cedar Rapids. Rebecca Kopelman from Iowa News Now. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
We are so excited that you are helping Ben along his safety captain training. We're doing it out of order, Rebecca. Yesterday, he actually got to do weather spotter training with the National Weather Service. I was thinking you were going to go first because yours is maybe a little bit more basic. Is that a fair way to say things?
Yeah, I was under the impression Ben was going into this with nothing, but now he's got some base knowledge.
He's got some base knowledge.
I am proud of his base knowledge, but I think that we were talking that he also needs to make sure that he has the fundamentals.
Right. This is like spring training for baseball.
Yes.
This is like, you do a little spring football practice before you actually get out and put on the pads, right? This is just going out
for
a little
sure.
easy. Maybe some calisthenics.
He was probably sitting there last night and they're throwing jargon at him that he's like, he nodded his head like he knew what they were talking about. He probably didn't know
exactly
what they were talking about.
If I could give the best metaphor, this is Luke Skywalker getting in an X-Wing fighter and flying to the swamp planet of Dagobah to look for Jedi Master Yoda.
Word. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
May I introduce Rebecca Yodaman and Ben Skywatcher, everybody.
Wow.
As we now watch the master, Rebecca Yodaman, train young Ben on his journey. Rebecca, the classroom is yours.
Learn how to spot the weather, you will. Yes.
Phenomenal. You just got
all right.
Points.
I mean, perfect. Thank you. Ben, I'm going to start off with, what's your favorite type of weather?
Not snow. I'd say
snow.
I like rain. Just rain.
Okay.
No severe weather. I like the smell and
worms.
The smell of
not
rain.
The worms.
So do you know what season that we're in right now?
Is this a trick question?
No.
What weather season or what actual season?
Yeah.
Say what you think, Ben.
Spring.
The season.
Spring.
There you go. So what kind of weather usually happens in the spring?
These are good questions, Rebecca.
The start of severe weather.
That's true.
You're making this hard.
Rain.
She's giving you a kindergarten level
rain.
Education. Pretend you're five. Producer Ben, pretend you're five.
Yeah, so what kind of things can happen with severe weather.
Wind, hail, mm-hmm. tornadoes, yeah. flooding.
True. All true. It's that storm spotter training.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
Blizzards. Coming out. Blizzards.
Whoa, whoa.
We can still get snow and hopefully not more blizzards this time of year, but it has happened. So when we have tornadoes that form, what's the first thing that has to happen?
Ooh, this sounds like a hard question.
Yeah, actually.
That is a hard question.
I mean, what's the first thing that has to be there, maybe?
Wind.
That's true. Maybe
but
some
wrong.
Maybe like a thunderstorm.
Yeah, thunderstorm.
The sound of her voice was like, yeah, but no.
A thunderstorm.
Maybe like a thunderstorm. There we go. And then what happens with the thunderstorm to get a tornado?
You need.
What does it have to do?
It's got to rotate. The wind.
There we go.
There it is. There it is. So could I ask quickly, Rebecca, do you always have to have a thunderstorm before a tornado can happen? Or can they be independent of each other?
Usually when you're talking about, you know, these tornadoes that are going to maybe cause the most damage, those are going to most likely happen from a thunderstorm. But when you have a dust devil or something, you can have some of these that form without a thunderstorm. But more typically, yeah, it's going to happen with a thunderstorm.
Eastern Iowa, we're well versed in thunderstorm, and then a tornado watch usually accompanies or a tornado warning.
Yeah, can you... Oh, that's differentiate good, those two because
yes.
I always get confused watch versus warning, which is which and which goes where in
Ben,
terms
you,
of severity.
Do you know the difference between a watch and a warning, producer Ben?
I do.
Okay.
This on his wrist.
Could you maybe
this
explain it if like if we were maybe baking a cake, what would be a cake watch and what would be a cake warning?
A cake watch would be like you're getting all of the ingredients ready. You've got your like
there we go.
Eggs and everything else that goes into a cake. We haven't yeah. messed it together yet.
Yeah.
I think Ben's going to make a cake.
It feels like a cake's coming.
And then a warning is it's all getting mixed together and you're baking it.
That's a cake warning.
Yeah, we got the cake already made. Like, that's a warning. It's happening.
Just know
and
it may be served in your area. It may be cake in your area. Right.
Exactly.
What? Why are you laughing?
I just kind of was wishing that we did have more cake warnings.
This training level is, I think, perfect for all of us in this room, by the way. I
appreciate
that.
Absolutely.
Rebecca, in your experience, though, I'm sure you run into people, especially in a rural community, there's like old farmer sayings and things. Is there maybe a falsehood that we all believe is just weather normies that you official weather people, producer Ben and Rebecca Kopelman, can actually correct us on? Like maybe put an old wives' tale to bed today?
One thing I have heard a lot of is people thinking that they have to open the window before a tornado comes.
Some people have said that about elementary schools that they went to.
Rebecca, my school did that. We had window people
that
who were assigned to open windows on the second floor of Lincoln Elementary before we then went to the hallway and put a book over our heads. That was the plan back then when tornadoes could potentially rip through your school. That's a no-no?
That is a big no-no.
Why not? Wouldn't that like relieve some of the pressure on the building?
That is what the thought is, that it could actually lead to the higher chance of the window breaking and more debris getting into your home. And it's just not, no.
You don't like glass shattered everywhere.
No, true.
I'd rather have the full window blown out, right, than just bits and pieces of shards of glass everywhere.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Coming from the hallways of the Lynn County Courthouse, where you almost were on an actual jury.
Yes, indeed. I was voir dired.
You were voir dired.
Luckily, I don't have to do that today.
Well, welcome back, dear, as we're going to join forces to help the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance with our case today. They have called upon the law offices of Scramble and Scramble.
I am honored. I am humbled and very excited.
I'm a little petrified.
You're petrified.
Well, the position I'm going to take on this feels weird to me.
You're
going to
reveal your true identity, a stick in the mud.
But I believe in it, as I hope everybody else will, as it pertains to dogs at the downtown farmers market in Cedar Rapids. Executive Director of the Economic Alliance, Doug Newman, during Restaurant Week, asked us if we would take up the case.
Will you take the case?
We're within what? T-minus probably 7-8 weeks until the first farmer's market. They're making their plans.
There's snow on the ground, but they're still planning the summer markets.
The question is, and they are asking it themselves, should this be the year that they say no to dogs?
They have allowed pets since the beginning of the market. It's always been a thing, but they're thinking of changing their mind. How are we going to argue this case? I think I'm going to be on pro-pets.
I feel like I want to be pro-pets, but I had a good long look in the mirror yesterday, and there are more reasons for you actually not to bring your dog to the farmer's market than there are to bring the dog to the farmer's market.
Okay.
So, stick in the mud. Why don't you first let me know why you should? They should still maintain pets are fine. Why should dogs be at a farmer's market?
A, that's always been the rule. So let's just keep the rules the same. I actually enjoy seeing all of the pets at the market. It's really fun. It's kind of it's an outdoor space anyway. So what are you going to do, right? Pets are outside. Pets are a part of this community, and it's a community event. So we're bringing our pets. We're seeing people that we haven't seen in a long time. Sometimes we're seeing pets that we haven't seen in a long time. I like it just for like the meeting dogs. As much as I enjoy like, I see my neighbor from down the street who I haven't seen in a long time. It's really fun to just see a pet like, oh my gosh, I've never seen a dog look like this. Now, I know that if you've ever been to the Cedar Rapids Farmers Market, you've seen the Rasta dog. That's like just part of going to the market. I got a bucket of donuts and I found some fresh produce and flowers and I saw the Rasta dog.
There's also that dog. He's a pug. Jake?
Yes.
He's also Jake, walked around. Everybody gets a picture with pug.
Jake the pug.
Yes.
Did you really go to the farmer's market if you didn't see Jake the pug? I mean, come on. You have to. It's part of it. So I am pro pets. Absolutely. Yes.
Dogs. Man's best friend. Claire trying to be everybody's best friend by trying to sway you over to the idea.
Come on!
As a dog owner, I 100% agree with everything you just said.
Yes.
They're lovely. They're loyal. They're lovable. We have water dishes at the Z102.9 booth for dogs.
Nobody's more pro than us.
Yeah, every farmer's market, I come back with my knees scraped up because I get down and I get in their face and I love them and I kiss them. With all of that being said, a farmer's market is not, underline, capitalized, bold-faced, italicized, not a place for a dog. Thank God we haven't had an incident. But I'm only confined to the one area where the Z booth is. That is a large space. First of all, yes, it is outside, but it is a confined, crowded, outside space. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of activity. There are a lot of scents. There are a lot of things that could trigger your dog that you're probably not thinking about. They're fine on your couch and they're fine in your backyard because that's their home environment and that's the dog you think is coming. But your dog may not know how to react to any or all of that. There's overstimulation for dogs. That's the first problem. The second problem is other dogs. How many times? I think every single farmer's market, there's always two things that happen. Leashes get intertwined.
Oh.
And then there's usually a growl or a bark. Though domesticated, they are still an animal. We have to consider that.
Yeah, thirdly, but it's like a thunder, like, and then it's over and it's fine.
What if it continues? As we just learned with weather class, thunder sometimes brings tornadoes. You don't know. You have a dog watch going on where you could turn that into a dog warning. The conditions are always there if you have the dogs there. Thirdly, you're buying food in an area where dogs are also probably doing their business. Doesn't that disgust you? I know people in my neighborhood who don't pick up after their dogs. I'm sure the streets of Cedar Rapids occasionally we'll have a pile or two that are left over because the person is ill prepared to bring their dog down. This is the exact same case. Everybody thinks they're the good driver and everyone else is a bad driver. Everyone else thinks their kid is the cutest and all the other kids aren't as cute. Everybody thinks their dog is the best and it's the other dogs. We need to eliminate all of the dogs. I know it's not a popular opinion. You're only down there for a half an hour to maybe an hour. You can see dogs everywhere. Go to the dog park
where
the dogs belong. No dogs. We can't then start making, well, backpack dogs are fine, but leash dogs are, and then they have. No, it's the easy rule. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be a parent right now.
Wow.
And the parent says,
wow,
the dog at the farmer's market is, if you truly stop and think about what's right and what's wrong. Dogs at farmers markets, not good idea. I think the policy needs to change. It needs to change this year.
Okay.
I rest my case.
We do not agree. We need you to decide who is right, who is wrong. Should pets be allowed at the downtown Cedar Rapids farmers market? What say you, members of the jury?
Phone lines are open now. Let us know your thoughts for Jury in a Hurry.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Welcome to Jury in a Hurry. Dogs, farmers markets. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Toss that over to Claire's column. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Dogs at farmers markets. Yes or no?
No, I'm with Eric on this one.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I know it's not fun.
It's not the fun position.
I think it's right. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Pets allowed at farmers markets. What do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
There's
yes,
a yes.
They're so cute.
That's an enthusiastic yes. That sounds like a little pet calling.
Yeah, it was a chihuahua.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. What are your thoughts? Dogs, pets at farmers markets. Yes or no?
No, I'm Team Eric. I also think about all the kids who are petrified of animals.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Places they can go.
Got somebody arguing on your side of the court.
Thank you for. I will be calling you to join my law firm here after the show's over. Thank you for calling. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Pets at farmers markets. Yes or no?
No, as somebody that's petrified of dogs and has been bitten several times and watched a kid get bitten, I don't agree with it.
Oh, dear. It feels like there's potential for an unsafe environment. Thank you for your call. Okay, Juror, thank you. What are your thoughts on our issue today? Dogs, pets at farmers markets, yes or no?
No.
Got another no. Thank
Where are
you.
All the fun people?
I think the logical people are talking now.
The logies.
The adults are talking, Claire. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Pets allowed at downtown's farmers markets. Where are your thoughts on this issue?
Hi, I would say no pets. I'm so sorry. I have a lot of, I have a few kids and they would always stick their faces in my stroller.
Yeah, we got a safety issue. Yep. Distractions, yeah. Weird environment.
And so we just stopped going.
Oh, you stopped going because of the dogs. Something to keep in mind.
Yes.
We might be losing people at the farmer's market. I got to move to another juror, but thank you for your points. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a great
to a commanding lead.
Looks like we got a 5-2. How about this call? Jury in a Hurry, pets at farmer's markets, yes or no?
No.
Got another no.
Oh my goodness. He only needs one more to clinch this thing. Come on.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, pets allowed at farmer's markets. What do you think?
I have two dogs as well. They're kind of medium-sized dogs, and they're friendly, and I think they would love it, but I would probably have to say no because of the overstimulation.
Overstimulation.
No, but
dogs react differently than
I'm
people.
I'm a pet owner. You played me. Strung me along like you were going to vote for me.
And you don't know, like, if your dog is going to get along with someone else's dog. I mean, they may get along with other dogs, but...
Fair point.
A lot of wild cards. Yep. Well, hey, you know what? All great points. I appreciate you calling in, and I also appreciate the vote, because, Claire, the callers say no to dogs at the downtown's farmer's market, thanks to our last juror. Thank you, Jerry. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's how we're going to end this one.
Well, I hope you're happy with yourselves.
Hold on.
You took the dogs away from the market.
We did not take the dogs away. This is one point of their research. This will be presented to the Economic Alliance. I'm sure they're also asking many, many other people as well. But right now, you take a quick sample of people who listen to the Z102.9 Morning Scramble, and it's a no-dog farmer market type of day.
Ouch.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.